morning, everyone. This is our final shiur in the broader topic of Elu Ve'elu we've discussed the last couple of weeks. And I'd like to deal with an issue today that came up the first shiur on Elu Ve'elu, which is, does one have to be afraid? Should one be afraid? Or really, the MSY, we don't have to be afraid that perhaps Chazal made a mistake in terms of their interpretation of the Torah. So the truth is, we could ask this question on two levels. We could ask, why don't I have to be afraid that that Chazal or the rabbis or my rabbi made a mistake? This perhaps is a weaker question because, okay, what's my choice? You know, they know a lot more than I do, so it makes sense for me to follow them, even if it's possible they did err. But the second variation of the question, and we'll consider both today, is what about if you have a person who's a Talmud Chacham, he's a Yigia Lo Ra, and he believes that they made a mistake. He can bring rayos that they made a mistake. He knows that they're wrong. A, should he follow them b'chi ha'gavna? And B, if the answer is that he should, al yamin shu smol v'al smol shel yamin afilu omim l'cha al yamin shu smol, so then why is it that he need not be concerned? So, if we took the approach of the Ritva, the Chachmei Tzarfas, cited by the Ritva and other Balei HaTosfos based off of the Yerushalmi, then maybe we could answer this question simply by saying that there's no fear, because fundamentally, both positions are equally true. If, for example, there was debate in the Sanhedrin how to interpret a particular pasuk, so we know we're supposed to listen to Sanhedrin. In Dvarim Yedzayin, it says, Al piyat Torah she'erucha, val mitzvah she'emu lucha ta'aseh, lo sasum en adavar she'egidu lucha yamin usmal. We know we have to follow them. But let's imagine that there was a debate, and two-thirds of the Sanhedrin said this particular thing is mutter, and one-third said it's aser. So, presumably, both of those positions were from the positions that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu at Sinai. Remember, the Chachmei Tzarfas said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Mem test Tzadim L'Taher and Mem test Tzadim L'Tameh, and Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, so what do I do? And Hashem responds that it's up to you, you follow the majority. Holchen Basar Rov. So, if that's true, so one could presume that both positions in the Sanhedrin are among those Mem tests, and fundamentally, they're both equally true. Elu ve'elu div elu kim chayim. Halach l'maisa, you follow the rov. So there's nothing to worry about because they're both div elu kim chayim, and you're following the Ratzon Hashem. You're following Ratzon HaTorah when you follow the rov. So perhaps if one takes that approach, then one need not be worried that they made a mistake. It's almost impossible that they would make a mistake. However, if we take an approach to Elu V'Elu that acknowledges that one opinion is more true than the other, that there is a right answer, there is a correct answer to the question of whether this food is usher or mutter, so then, hadra kushel aduchta, we have to ask, why isn't there concern? And moreover, what about if I know they're wrong? So the Ran, as we'll see, as well as a number of other Rishonim, addresses this question. We'll start with the way the Ran phrases the question in the 11th Drasha. You see it on your source books on page 49, because the formulation of the question in the Ran is quite interesting. V'hina yesh kan makom iyon, ki zeh ra'ui shimashech al das mishiyachshov she'en tam lemitzvos ha-Torah klal, ela kula nimshachos achar ha-ratzon levad, ulefi zeh, achar sha'davar mitzad atzmo einenu ra'i lios tameh, o tahor, derech mashal, aval mash she' tim asahu o tihar tahu nimshach achar ha-ratzon levad, Hinei im kein lefize hanimshach achar kol ma sheyanichu chachmei hador iafshar sheyiyu divreihem al hefech haemes biyafshar shimashech mehainyan hahu benafshosenu davar meguna klal. The Ran says that this question hinges on whether you believe there's ontological value to chukim. Meaning to say, the Ran here is going to present two opinions. How do we relate to chukim? One approach, the first approach, says that there is no ontological value, there's no inherent value, there's no metaphysical value. Why did Hashem say, don't do this or don't do that? The answer is, so that we will fulfill His will, to instill obedience. But there's no inherent value. So if that's true, so then a person won't really be harmed because they're following what Hashem said. Hashem said, listen to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. And he's listening to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. It's not like there's an inherent harm to violating these chukim. And if so, so then no harm would befall the person that does what the Sanhedrin says, even if klape shmaya galya, it's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. Now, who is the Ran? In a moment, we'll see the Ran rejects this approach to chukim. But who might the Ran be referring to here? So some understand he's referring to the Rambam. Now, it's not so pashut that he's referring to the Rambam. The Rambam tells us that all chukim, every mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvos, has a reason. And therefore, it seems like this is clearly not the Rambam's view, because the Ran here is saying that this view maintains that mitzvos, or certain mitzvos, don't have a reason. Rambam tells us every single mitzvah has a reason. Nevertheless, the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, this is one of the more controversial aspects of Mor Nevuchim, that there are certain mitzvos that while the basic mitzvah has a reason, the details of the mitzvah don't have a reason. And they are there in order to instill obedience. And the Rambam finds a makor for this in a medrash. The medrash says, v'chimach v'slei l'kadosh baruch hu, if a person does shechita from the front of the neck or the back of the neck, ella, rather, the purpose of mitzvos are l'tzarif es abrios. So the way the Rambam understands this medrash is saying that really, there's no inherent preference for shechita to be in the front of the neck or the back of the neck. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wished to instill obedience in Klal Yisrael. Obedience is a value, and our approach to Torah has to be that of avadim who listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There has to be a system, there has to be a way of doing things. And therefore, even though perhaps the mitzvah in general has a reason, but the details of the mitzvah don't have a reason. The Rambam himself notes, he says, well, while this principle is true, that's not a particularly good example, because there is a reason for shechita in the front. It's much less painful, among other things. And he gives other examples of mitzvos where, presumably, the details don't have a reason. His example is karbanos. The notion, the idea of karbanos, so there is a purpose of karbanos. The Rambam tells you what it is. But why is it that a chatas has matan arba karnos be'etzba, and an asha meshnaim shem arba, and why is one above the chutah sikra and one is on the bottom, and why is chatas betzafon and ishlamim anywhere, etc., etc. So all those thousands of details in Torah are karbanos. So there's no reason for that. Anybody who thinks that they could find a reason is foolish. But there has to be rules. Now, if so, maybe the Ran is referring to that in Mahalach. He's saying like this. Presumably the Sanhedrin isn't going to get the mitzvah totally wrong. They are, after all, the Chachmei Ador. But maybe they'll get a detail wrong. But if you think fundamentally, the whole purpose of the details is not because the details have any inherent value, but they're letzarif sabrios, to instill obedience and the like, so then one doesn't really have to worry that they're getting it wrong. because after all, you're following Ratzon Hashem by doing what the Sanhedrin says. Hashem said, listen to the Sanhedrin, and nothing bad would happen if you didn't do the correct thing. Now, that view of the Rambam is largely rejected. The Ramban, for example, says that the Rambam misunderstood that Medrash. The Medrash means to say that mitzvos are letov lanu, like the pasuk says letov lach, and that all the details of the mitzvah are true and have inherent value, and they are in some way for our benefit. And like the Sefer HaChinuch writes when he talks about the mitzvah of the Beis HaBechira, that of course we can't possibly understand the reasons for all of those details in a rational way. We wouldn't come to that on our own. But al pisod, there's a value. Whatever tikkun nechatas is supposed to do, more than the asham, so that's accomplished through matan arba, as opposed to shnayim shem arba. And that's accomplished by the dam, the nesina being be'etzpa, and not bekli. And that's accomplished by being lamala michot hasikra, not lamata. And if you want to understand the details, so okay, so you could try. Maybe you will, maybe you won't, maybe you'll understand some. But you're looking in the wrong place if you just think that they could be rationally understood. So if the Ramban is right, and the Ran accepts the Ramban, so now we have a kasha, hadra kasha l'duchta. Why don't you have to be afraid that whatever tikkun will be accomplished through this mitzvah, if you do it incorrectly because the Sanhedrin misunderstood the Torah, so that tikkun won't take place? Or even more fearful is that when the Torah assered certain things, it assered them because of their harm, perhaps their physical harm, more likely their metaphysical harm, their spiritual harm, their pagam and the neshama and the nefesh. And therefore, if Sanhedrin misunderstood and they ruled that something that's actually mutter, that something that's assur is mutter, and you ingest that food, so won't you experience that metaphysical harm that the Torah was trying to protect us from? And then, taka, the fear is a fear. So that's what the Ran says over here in this next paragraph. Aval acharei she'anachnu lo nivchar b'zeh adas, aval na'amin she'kol ma'asheh nimna'aso ha'torah mimenu mazik eleinu. We believe that everything that the Torah prohibited is because it's harmful, it's not random. Umolid roshem rabinaf shoseinu, va'afal pisha lo nedasi baso, Imagine the Ran says that the doctors go ahead and they decide a certain medicine is helpful. This happens all the time. And then 20, 30 years later, they say, oh, no, Taka, that was a bad idea. So we don't say, well, since all the doctors agreed 30 years ago that this medicine is helpful for this particular condition, that Mimela, it's going to cure that. No, of course not. If it turns out that the medicine is harmful, it doesn't matter that everybody agreed that it was helpful. It's still going to kill you. So what are you going to do? We asked the question before. Okay, so you're not going to follow Sanhedrin. Who are you going to follow? You think you know better than them? So the Ran says, I have a very simple solution. Why didn't the Torah just say, follow a Navi, follow a Baskol? At least when there were Naviim. So there was a way of finding out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu really intended. And certainly, when you have something like the story of Rabbi Eliezer and Tanur Shel Achnai, where you know what Hashem had in mind, so you should follow what the Baskol said. Why do we assume lo b'shamayim hi? What's the pshat in that? That's the Ran's kasha. So, before we get to the Radin solution, I wanted to look in maybe some earlier sources, how they address the question, then we'll return to the Radin and get to the Sefer Chinuch. And I want to begin with the Ramban. So first of all, the Ramban, as we noted, accepts the Radin's second understanding that there is ontological value to Chukim. Moreover, for the Ramban, the problem is particularly glaring, because the Ramban is of the opinion that even if a Chacham Shigia Lahora is sure that the Chachamim made a mistake, the Sanhedrin made a mistake in their interpretation of the Torah, still he should follow what the Sanhedrin said and not what he knows to be correct. Now let me just give you a brief background. I'm sorry, I didn't include these makaros in the sheets. But a brief little introduction to this question, because it's important to understanding this question. Rashi famously cites the Sifrei that when the Pasuk says, Lo sasa min adavar she'agidu l'chal yamin u'smol, afilu omer l'chal yamin shu smol val smol shu yamin, v'kol shekein she'omer l'chal yamin shu yamin val smol shu smol. The Pasuk pshat here is that means that even if you know that Chazal are wrong, you still must listen to what they say. And if you take a look at the Ramban on that Pasuk, he makes the same point that afilu tachshov belibcha shehem toim v'adavar pashut be'enecha kasher ata yodea ben yamincha l'smolcha ta'aseh k'mitzvasam v'al tomar eich ochel hachelev ha'gamur hazeh o ehareg ha'ish hanaki hazeh aval tomar kach tziva osi adon ha'mitzvah ve'al ha'mitzvos she'aseh b'chol mitzvosav k'chol asher yoreni ha'omdim lefanav b'makom asher yivchara ve'al mashma'us da'atam nasan lanu ha'torah afilu yitu. Ramban says, don't say, how could I listen? I know they're wrong. No. Al mashma'us da'atam, we saw Rav Huttner last week was merames to this lashon of the Ramban, that the Torah was given based off of their interpretation. Hashem gave us the Torah and said to us, follow the understanding of the Sanhedrin Agadol. And therefore, if you don't, you're violating the Torah. And that's afilu yit'u. Again, his lashon is v'al mashma'us da'atam nasan li ha'Torah afilu yit'u. So even if they're wrong, that's what Hashem said. To go ahead, and this is the first part of the answer, and say, I think they're wrong, I'm going to do what I think is right. So you're trying to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're trying to be smarter than the Torah. The Torah said, follow what they say, even if they're wrong. V'zek inyan Rabbi Yoshua Amram Gamliel B'yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos B'cheshbono. He brings a raya that Rabban Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua followed the view of Rabbi Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yom Kippur, there was a dispute when Yom Kippur was, and Rabbi Gamliel, the Nasi, said to Rabbi Yeshua, come on the day that you think is Yom Kippur with your walking stick and with your wallet. And of course, Rabbi Yeshua observed. So the Ramban says, what's the pshat? Maybe, you know, Rabbi Yeshua wasn't chozer, presumably. He still thought he was right. The answer is that al das kein nitna Torah. Now, is this idea pashat? So the answer is it's not. Superficially, it's actually a machlokas in Chazal. On the one hand, there's the Sifrei we cited before, Afil Yamin Shu Smol. On the other hand, there's a Yerushalmi that seems to, at the beginning of Horio, seems to say the opposite. Yachol im yomu lecha al yamin shu smol val smol shu yamin tishmalahem Talmud lomar valeches yamin u'smol shiyomu lecha yamin shu yamin val smol shu smol. Mamish, the opposite. You should listen to them only when what they say is yamin shu yamin. And the truth is, the Pashtus and the Bavli on Horio's base and Medalef base and Medalef is also against the Sifrei, because the Bavli says that if you have a chacham shegiel lo ra, and he knows they're wrong, and he nevertheless follows what the Sanhedrin does, so he brings the chatas yachid, and he's not nechlal nekapara of the paralim davar shel tzibor. So the implication is that he shouldn't listen to what they say. Certainly not lahakal. So, how do we resolve this? So a number of achronim say, no, we follow the pashtus of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and if a chacham is igiyah lo'ran, he knows that they're wrong, he certainly should not follow them, certainly not lahakal. If you take a look, for example, at the Sefer Chefetz Hashem, which is written by the Orach Chaim HaKadosh on Horios, so he asks this question, and he notes the contradiction, and his answer is, he gives actually two answers. I'll just read you briefly. The Talmud Var Mitzvah Lishmor B'Devei Chachamim V'Agam De'Aminan Lo Toser V'Chulei Yamin U'Smol V'Aminan Afil Yom Lo Yamin Shu U'Smol V'Asmol Shu Yamin Lo Toser V'Imkein Lo Mikri Tos V'Chein Hu Mitzvah Ha'Adam Lasus M'Pi Hashem Baruch Hu K'Chol Asher Yomru Eilav HaChachamim U'Mitzvah Ka'Avid Achar Ha'Emes V'Lama Yischayev Miha Harei Lo Shagag. Basically asks the stira between Horios and this Sefrei. V'Yesh Lomar Kevin HaChachamim Lo Mechayvi Lei L'Meichal Chelev El Asher Yusahu DeKashari Lei Ibai L'Meichal. In other words, his answer basically is that, well, you could have been machmir. Of course you should listen to what the Sanhedrin said. But who told you to eat this chalev that they said was mutter? So eat potatoes. That everybody agrees is mutter. And from the fact that you didn't listen to, you listened to them, you were somech aleim, even though you thought it was wrong, so you need kapar. That's his first answer. And his second answer is that when do we say you should listen to the chachamim, even when you think you're wrong? That's talking about a case where there's a difference between a Talmud Chacham Degamer V'Savir, and then we say he should do what he thinks is right, versus someone who is unsure, Pshute, Hamon, Ha'am. So then, if you're not such a Talmud Chacham, so then of course you should listen to what the Sanhedrin says across the board. But if you're a Gia Lora, you're a Gamer V'Savir, and the like, so then a Talmud Chacham of that stature should not follow what the Beis Din says. And that's how he resolves the stira between the Sefrei and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is talking about someone who is Gamer V'Savir, who's Yigil Ora, he should do what he thinks is right and not submit to the Sanhedrin. Of course, he shouldn't tell other people to follow his view. They should follow the Sanhedrin. If he does, if he's Mor Lachair, then he's a Zakin Mamre. But Lagabe's own personal behavior, he should do what he thinks is right. And the Sefrei is saying that if you're not such a Talmud Chacham, so then of course you should follow the Sanhedrin. Who do you think you are to argue with them? And this is also the view of a number of Achronim, the Be'er Sheva, Talmud of the Sman, the Levush. Again, on that Gemara and Horio says the same shot, Ksav Kabbalah says that, and other Achronim. However, the Rishonim don't say that, at least many Rishonim. I don't know if any Rishon says that, but many Rishonim explicitly say otherwise. Among them, the Ramban. First of all, we just read it before. We said, he said that even if Yitu, it's Nitna al-Das came. Now, it's interesting. The Ramban brings a Raya, which is Lechora very easy to deflect. His Raya is from Rabbi Yeshua following Rabbi Gamliel. So, first of all, we could deflect by saying that maybe the calendar is different. Atem afilu mutim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the koach to the Chachamim to be koveya the calendar, and Kedusha Sazman, and Memela, it has Kedusha even if they make a mistake. Moreover, if you notice, it didn't say that Rabbi Gamliel didn't tell Rabbi Yeshua to eat Yom Kippur. He said, show up with, in your weekday clothing. So maybe he didn't eat. At least maybe he didn't do any Yisur Deraisa. But again, the Ramban thought that was a Raya. So that maybe it depends how, did he need a, I don't know, if he needed an Erev, maybe he didn't, he needed to use as a cane, I don't know. But maybe you could deflect the Raya. But again, the Ramban thinks it's a good Raya. Now the Ramban clarifies his point in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he makes it absolutely clear, and he deals with the Gemara and Horios, right? I'll read to you what he writes. This is in Sharash Aleph. Ki al hamashmo shalahem hu mitzvah, v'nosein lanu ha-Torah, v'zehu ma she'amru afilu omrin l'chal yamin shu smol, v'al shmol shu yamin, shekachu ha-mitzvah lanu me'adon ha-Torah yis'ala, shelo yomar bal hamachlokes hayach atir la'atzmi, v'anochi yodeh bevadai she'im toim. What's this afraid telling us? That a person shouldn't say, how could I listen to them? Anochi yodeya bevadai shem toim. I know for sure they're wrong. V'hine nema lo bekach ata mitzuveh. Nevertheless, the Torah says, lo sasar. You still have to listen to what they say. Uke'inyin shenag Rabbi Yeshua im Rabbi Gamliel b'yom ha-kipurim shechal yos b'cheshbono. K'mo shu'os k'mo sech shosh shana. Same raya. Then he says an interesting thing. He addresses the Gemara in Horios. V'yesh b'zeh tenai. Yizbonin bo hamistakel berishon shel horios be'ayin yafeh. This was again the right that all the achronim brought, that you can't listen to them if you know they're wrong. So he addresses that. V'hu she'im haya bizmana sanhedrin chacham v'roi lohay ra'ah v'horu based in hagadol b'davar echad leheter v'hu savor she'ta'u b'hora'asam ein alav mitzvah l'shmoa divrei chachamim v'eino rishai lahatir la'atzmo Hadavar ha'aser lo aval yinag chomer la'atzmo. Let's say I'm a Talmud Shigia lo ra at the time of the Sanhedrin, and the Sanhedrin rule something is mutter, and I know they're aser, so I can't follow what they say. V'chol shekein imaya mechlal Sanhedrin yoshiv yimam beveis nagadol v'yesh alav lavo lifneim v'lomar ta'anosav lahem. So what should he do? He should go to the Sanhedrin and make his case. He should say, Sanhedrin, I think you're wrong. I have raios that you're wrong. Here's my argument. V'heim sheyisu v'yitnu imo v'miskimu rubam b'vito hadasahu shamar v'shibshu alav sevarosav yachzer v'yino kedaitam achrechem lachar sheyisalku oso v'yasu askama v'tanasu. So he's going to make his tainos, and Sanhedrin's going to vote, and if they outvote him, at that point he has to listen to them. V'zeh ha'olam min alachos ha'heim u'mikol makom chayv l'kabel datam achar ha'askama al kol panim. He must accept the ruling after they voted. I'll call upon him no matter what, even if he still maintains that they're wrong. In other words, the Gemara, the Sefrei says, the Gemara in Horios is talking about before you went to Sanhedrin and made your case. Then, if Sanhedrin ruled that something is mutter and you think it's aser, you can't follow their ruling. So what do? You go, you make your case, there's masu matan, but if even then they vote against you, so then you must be mekabel daitam. And this isn't just a view of the Ramban. The Sefer HaChinuch writes the very same thing in Mitzvah Tav Tzadivav. V'esh, more or less, quotes the Ramban, V'yesh b'inyan hazeh tenai, l'fi ma she'amru zichronu levrachum meseches horios, shim haya bizman ha-Sanhedrin ish chacham v'roi lahoros, oshu mechlal ha-Sanhedrin, v'horu beis din ha-gadol b'davar shelo kedaito, she'enu rishai lahatir atzmo be'oso ha-davar ha-aser l'daito, ad she'yisa v'yita yitain imam al-adavar. He can't be mekel until he goes ahead and he makes the case before them. V'achar she'yaskimu kulam, orubam be'vito hadas, ahu, v'yishab shu'alas v'asa v'yasa eskama shu'toa, az rishai linhog la'atzmo heter, v'ma shahaya b'daito l'iser, v'gam mitzvahu, al-zeh, l'kabel daitam al-kopanim. Right, you can't say, I'll still be machmir. No, he's mitzvah to listen to them. The Chidush Aran on Daf Pei Tes in Sanhedrin says the same thing, mamish. Is also the view of the Rashash, the Marepanim on Horios in the Yerushalmi. It's the view of Chidush Arenu David on Sanhedrin, also on Daf Pei Tes, and many other, other Rishonim as well. Basically, a number of Rishonim tell us that ultimately, even if you think that they are wrong, you have to be Makabel Daitam. So again, the question is what the Ran asked, which is, why don't you have to be afraid that you'll be harmed by doing so? So the first part of the answer we already saw in the Ramban, which is, okay, who are you to outsmart the Torah? Right? This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. Al Daitam Nitna Torah. Al Daitam Nitna. So this is what Hashem said, so this is what you do. Can't outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see that the Ran, and maybe we'll see some the Ramban also addressing this to some degree, said, well, okay, but won't I be harmed? Will something bad befall me? So there's a couple of chalakim to how the Ramban deals with this question. Number one, if we go back to Ramban in Dvarim Yud Zayin Yud Aleph, V'atzorich b'mitzvah zos gadol me'od, ki ha'Torah nitna lanu b'chtav, v'yadua hu, shelo yishtavu hadeus b'chol advarim hanoladim. V'hine yirbu ha'machlokos, v'tasa ha'Torah kama toros. In other words, if we didn't have a method of coming to a single conclusion, a single interpretation, so what would inevitably happen is that there would be lots of opinions, and there would be lots of Torahs. V'chatach lanu ha'kos v'adin, shenishma lanu, shenishma lebeisin agadu ha'omid lefnei Hashem, b'makom asher yivchar b'chol ma shiyomu lanu b'fer shatorah. Bein shekiblu perusho eid mipi eid, u'moshe mipi agvura, o shiyomu kein lefi mashmos ha'mikra o kavanasa. Ki alda shalahem hu nosein, lehem ha'torah. Filu ye b'inacha kemach lefayimin v'smol. V'chol shekein, shiyesh l'chalach shov shehem omrim al yamin shu yamin. Ki ruach Hashem al misharse mikdasho v'lo yazov es chasidav. So the first chelek in the answer that the Ramban gives to this question is you don't have to worry because there'll be siyata d'shmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu will guide them to the right direction. Ki ruach Hashem al misharse mikdasho. That's one of the reasons why Dafka, some of the Rishonim say, Sanhedrin had to be in the Lishkas Hagazis, carved to the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will direct them. The lo yazov es chasidav. He won't abandon them and allow them to make an error. Liolam nishmeru min ataros umin ha-michshol. They will always be protected by Hashem from erring. Oh. So that's part one of the answer. And we shouldn't just think that this is something that was only true for this Sanhedrin HaGadol Shev Yerushalayim. The Ramban tells us that the same thing is true even even post Sanhedrin. The Ramban in Bava Basra Yud Beis Hamad Aleph, page 50 in your Makoro sheets, writes this is of course on the Gemara in in Bava Basra that says, "Afal pi shenitla nevua min anavim nitna lachachamim." So, what does it mean the nevua was taken from the nevim and given to the chachamim? If it's nevua, so then they're nevim as well, right? What does the Gemara mean when it says chacham adif minavi? So says the Ramban. Mashrehu shchinaso, afal chasidav she'enam chachamim. Darinan hasa minal lan mimoshe. V'ilu moshe lo pasuk menu devuaso v'zel lashon mashre. V'afal gan ma'isi nami asher minei navi below hefsek haya v'lo nishtaleach elali leninve. V'en da'ati nocha elachi kamar. So this is the pshat in that gemara in Bava Basra. Afal pi shenitla nevuas hanevim Shehu Hamare Vachazon. Even though Nevuah was taken away, meaning to say Nevuah Sanavim. What's Nevuah Sanavim? Mara Chazon, a direct image and transmission from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevuah Sachachamim Shibederach Hachachma Lo Nitla. Ela Yodin HaEmes Beruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam. If you look at the Ritva, the Rashba, they all say the same thing over here. Mevadin Es HaEmes Mitoch Ruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam. In other words, it's not just the Sanhedrin HaGadol Shebelishkas HaGazis that were zocha to the Siyata Dishmaya that they won't make an error, but it's even post Beis HaMikdash, the Ramban says, that the Chachamim are mevadin es ha'emes mitoch ruach HaKodesh Shebekirbam. So memela, a person doesn't have to be afraid that they're going to make a mistake. The Ramban has this idea in a number of places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects them. Just one other place where you see this idea, there are many others, is in Dvarim Yotes, on Ramban's understanding of Eid Zomim, why it is that we say that the Zomimin are killed, the Eidim Zomimin are killed only if, if the person wasn't executed. And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensures that there would be justice in the world. There's Siyata Dishmaya. So if Taka, the Sanhedrin, erroneously ruled that this person should be killed, so Mistama he was Chayiv Misa. Again, Raglei Chasidav Yishmor. Now, does this guarantee that no court will ever err? I don't know if the Ramban is saying that. There is an institution of Par Helam Davishel Tibor. How do we understand the Pshat in that? Maybe that too is a Onesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away his Hashkacha because of some chait that they did or that Klal Yisrael did that warranted this type of siluk of Siyata Dishmaya. But fundamentally, the Ramban says that a person need not worry because of this Hashkacha. You could ask, how do you explain the Gemara in Bava Metzia, right? By Tanur Shel Achnai. Doesn't that show that they were wrong? So if you take a look at the Ramban in that Gemara, it's not a kasha. The Ramban doesn't understand that Gemara like the Ran, as we quoted last time, that they got it wrong, in a sense. The Ramban over there in Bava Metzia on Nun Tes Amud Aleph basically said that the Nisim that supported Rabbi Eliezer were out of kavod for Rabbi Eliezer, but the Chachamim weren't mekabel because they had a Mesorah from Sinai that he was wrong. So he wasn't right. Not like the way the Ran understood that Gemara. Okay, so that's the first Mahalech. The second Mahalech that I'm going to... Yeah.
When the Ramban talks about that, the Ruch was Tad Shema, is that true for the Sanhedrin or also for the...
He says post-Sanhedrin. He says even Achar, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Ramban doesn't tell us the answer to that question explicitly, but the Ramban says it's true because Ragli Chasidav Yishmor and Lo Yachzov Es Chasidav, and he says that there's no reason to assume that this idea that Lo Nitna Nivua Min HaChachamim isn't still true for the Chachamim nowadays. Is it true to the same degree? I don't know. Maybe there's this Katnas Adoros and it's not true to the same degree. But the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Siyata Dishmaya to the Chachamim to be Miskavin La'emes, Mistama is still true nowadays. Okay, we have three more mahalchim, have to be makatzer. The next mahalich comes from the Rashba. The Rashba, I don't think, says this precisely to answer the question, but I think it comes out from what he said. If you notice back in the Ran, when he asked the Kasha, he is merames to an answer, which we'll see he doesn't give. But he says that in his question, he writes, Eich yishtanet. How could you follow the Chachamim? What if they're wrong? How could the Teva change just because the Chachamim agreed that it was Mutter? This could only happen outside of Pella. So the Rashba in a number of places says, Taka, that Pella happened. Meaning to say that yes, there is a certain reality that the mitzvos relate to, but that reality changes based off of the rulings of Chachamim. The Rashba says this in a number of places. He cites the Yerushalmi as support for this idea, the famous Yerushalmi, that if Chachamim make an extra year, so Bisuleh Chosrin. So you could have one girl who's younger than another girl, but based off of the calculations of the Chachamim, by adding an extra month, she's not yet three. So, right, one girl was born... on the 5th of Adar Sheni, and another girl was born on the 20th of Adar Sheni, and then the first girl was born on the 20th of Adar Rishon, the second girl was born on the 5th of Adar Sheni, and then the year that they turned three, so there isn't two Adars. So Chazal say that the Besula Chozrin until the age of three. So the one who's younger, that Metzias will be true for her before the one who's older. Why? Because the Metzias is depends on the Kvias that Chazal were Koveya. And the Rashba says that's why when it comes to Vesa Sachodesh, for example, we follow the Chodesh of the calendar, right? Not the Ra'ah says that when it comes to Vesa Sachodesh, you should follow the calendar based off of the Molad, because presumably these patterns are affected by the moon somehow or another. It's a physical phenomenon, so it should relate to the physical world. So you shouldn't follow our calendar, because after all, our calendar sometimes because of Lo Adu Rosh or other reasons, we're several days off. Rosh Chodesh is not at the same time as the Molad. And the Rashba says, no, we follow our calendar because the Metzias is Nikbal Pi Chazal. And the same thing might be true here as well. There's more to say in that, more places where you find that in the Rashba. But I want to turn to the Ran's answer to this question. We saw the Ran's question. Now let's take a look at the answer of the Ramban, which you could see on page 49. Sorry, back wrong way. Page 51. The truth of the matter is that the Ran addresses this in two places, one in the fifth drasha and one in the 11th drasha. It's interesting that he felt the need for both of them. So the first thing the Ramban writes is what we already saw in the Ramban, that there's a societal need for there to be a single ruling that emerges from the Sanhedrin, because otherwise there would be two Torahs. Everybody would do Ish Kol Yashar Be'enav, and we need a single practice for all of Kol Yisrael. So there's a practical reason why this is necessary, but still there should be a concern that they might sometimes err. So the Ran answers, V'im heyos shelifamim efshar she'al atzada pela v'azarus yishgu b'davar zeh. Taka, could happen. It could happen that they might make a mistake. Lo chashisha, it's unlikely, very unlikely, but it might happen. Lo chashisha Torah lehefsid hahu, hanofel me'at, ki roi lisbol oso mitzad rov hatikun hanimshach tamid, v'i efshar letakin yoser mizeh. This is a very interesting answer. He writes that there's a tikkun that takes place when we follow what the Sanhedrin does. First of all, because the Torah will be atzad shleimus, everybody following one Torah. And moreover, because every mitzvah is a tikkun, and you're being mekayim the mitzvah of v'asisa kol asher yerucha, and lo sasa min agad davar asher yegidu l'cha yamin u'smol. So there's a tikkun that emerges from following the Sanhedrin. And the tikkun that emerges from following the Sanhedrin is greater than the potential kilkul that will happen based off of listening to them, even though they were not mechavein al ha'emes. In other words, you're not going to be better off by doing what you think is right, even if taka you are right, because that tikkun is greater this way. Now you could ask, he gives an interesting analogy. He gives an analogy of some types of biological processes, and he compares it again to medicine. That medicine might be a little harmful, but if you're sick and you take it, there's more harm, there's more good than bad. So likewise, by following the Sanhedrin, overall there's going to be more good than bad. It's very interesting. In other words, he doesn't just give the supernatural answer of the Ramban, and he acknowledges the possibility that there might be an error, but still, you're much better off following what they say. Now, it's interesting, then, according to this view, why wouldn't you want to accept Rabbi Eliezer's view in Tanur Shalachnai? Right? After all, again, according to Ran, that means that he was right. And the answer, presumably, is that the value of Lo Bashamayim, he dictates an across-the-board rejection of all psak alpi nevuah or alpi basko. Now in drasha hey, he also addresses this question, and there he focuses on what we saw in the Ramban, which is that that, well, let's read it together. Hine ra'u kulam shebi Eliezer maskim al ha'emes yoser mehem v'chi oso sav kulam amitiim tzodkim v'hechriu min ha'shamayim kedvarav v'af al pichein asu maisa kaska masam sh'achar she'sichlam no teletame af al pi shehayu yodim shehayu maskimim lehefech min ha'emes lo ratu letaher v'hayu ovrim al divrei Torah im hayu metaharin kevan she'sichlam chayv letame. In other words, like we said, the Torah wasn't just given al pi the Chachamim to be followed according to their interpretation, but the Torah was given to us to be understood al pi seichel. And therefore, if the Chachamim would have accepted Rabbi Eliezer's view at that point, they would have been violating what the Torah said, because the Torah said that its interpretation has to be al pi seichel. And since they weren't convinced b'sichlam from Rabbi Eliezer's Rayos, Memela, they would have been over on the Torah had they listened. Vayu overim al divrei Torah hayu metarin. Kevan, shesichlam chayev latame. Sheachra nimser al chachmei adoros v'asher yaskimu heim hu asher tziva Hashem yisbarach. And then he says a little later, v'ze ha'inyan tzarch iyon. Eich namar sheshnei. So he then deals with the Yerushalmi that we said before, right? He doesn't quote the Yerushalmi per se, but the same type of Makoros. And he writes, how could you say that they're both right? Right? Eich nomar sheshnei akitos hamachlokas nemru mipi agvur. How could you say that elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim, they're both from Hashem? Hinei Reb Eliezer Reb Yeshua nechlaku. Ve'echad hesiga emes ha'sheni lo esigu. Ve'ech nomar sheyatza mipi agvur adavar she'enu amiti. Right? What? Hashem said something wrong? Aval inyan kachu. Shekvar yadua shekol ha'torah shebechtav v'shebal pen nimser ala Moshe. We know that the entire Torah is given to Moshe. Kamo shamru Megillah, Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, Mai dechsev aleihem kechol advarim vechulem lamei tcheru Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe diktukei Torah vidiktukei sefofrim umasha sofrim asidim lachadish umai nihu mikra Megillah diktukei sofrim emachlokas chilukei asfaru shebein chachmei Yisrael vekulan limde Moshe mipi agvura umaser bo klal asher bo yivada ha'emes vuachir rabim lahatos. וכן לא תוסם את הדבר שיגידו לך. כשרבו המחלוקס בין החכמים, אם היחד אצל רבים היו קובעים הלך כתבי המרובים, ורבים אצל רבים, או יחד אצל יחד, כפי הנראה לכך מהדור ההיא. שכבר נמסר להם הכרה. etc. etc. So again, this is the yesod that we saw in the Ramban, that נמסרה הכסף לחכמים, and that's what it means when it says כולם מפי הגבורה. Kulam epiagvura doesn't mean that both are equally right. Kulam epiagvura means that Hashem said to follow the Rove, and memela, that opinion, even if it's hefech shel ha'emes, it's mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you should listen to. And he continues, v'zuha gadi, quotes a Gemara, again, similar type of Gemara from Bava Metzia, and he heard from Shemayim, and they were Mesupik, and Shemayim, what's the halacha? And they asked him, right? What's the pshat that in the machlokes between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yeshiva Shalmala, they would turn to Rabbi Bar Nachmeni to be Machriya? אבל אגדה זו מספרשת על דרך שכסבנו. כי אם היו שם יודים שספק טהור על דרך האמס, היו אומרים תמה, כיוון שאחרס התורה נמסרה להם בחייהם, וסיך למים החייב לתמה, ולכך היו מן הרוי שיהיה תמה, אף על פי שהוא הפך מן האמס, ממש הפך מן האמס, שכן מחייב השכל האנושי. והשאר, אף על פי שהוא אמס, איננו ראוי לעשות מייסה, כן בדברי התורה. כמו שלא תראו בעלי מחלוקת של בלעזר. אף על פי שנתנו עליהם בעסקו מן השמיים שלח כדבריו, ולא נסתבק להם שעניין מעש השם יסברך. כמו שלא סופק על אלו. סופק על אלו. ואף על פי כן, אמר ביהושע, אין תור מן השמיים. ולפי כך, אמרי, מה אני וכך? Right? Skipping a little, וכבר נסבר מכל זה, שאנו הוזהרן שלא לעבור על מה שיסכימו כך מהדורס. ולפי כך, העובר על אחד מהשבוסין עובר b'lo tase min haTorah. This relates to the famous machlokas between Ramban and Rambam about the gader of mitzvos derabbanan. Not our topic for today. Ve'in efresh bein hametaltal machat b'shabbos o ayotzi b'sandal mesumar k'maisa shaya. La'oichol chelev. Mamish, there's no difference between being over on an iser derabbanan and eating chelev, because in both instances you're violating what Hashem said to do. There's an equal merida of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't get malchus because of a technicality. Here he's answering the kasha that the Ramban asks on the Rambam. If every derais derabanan is an asein lo sase, why do we say safik lakal? Right? Why would we be Barmekel? Simchas Yantav, Harbi Makomos, Kozehu, Mipnei Shekach Hisnu. Right? Hey Mamru, Vehe Mamru. But it doesn't mean fundamentally it's any less of an Aveira. Oh. So, the Ran, clearly feels that you need both of these answers. A, the Yisod that the Torah is Nimsar Lefi Perusham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to be understood by the Sanhedrin, by the Chachamim, Shebechol Dor Vador, and therefore, if you don't listen to what they say, so you're not following what Hashem wanted. Hashem gave the tools, and you can't outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he says in Drasha Hei. But in Drasha Yud Aleph, he still has Akasha. I, Lamaisa, won't there be harm? And to that he answers, okay, Yitachin, that there is a little harm. But the net benefit that is received from following the Chachamim makes it worthwhile. It's still not even worthwhile. It's pashut either way, you have to listen to them. The only question is, will you get hurt by listening to them? Right? And his answer is that overall you will definitely not get hurt. It's interesting. The Sefer HaChinuch also addresses this question. And he also gives an answer much more in line with Iran, but even less. Hitaka says, seems to say, that Taka, you might get harmed. There's no guaranteed protection, like the Ramban said, and even the Ran to some degree said. He writes, this is the Ran's on that we're reading was 52, 53, the Chinuch's bottom of 53. Shafilu yiyu heim to'im v'davar echad min advarim ein ro'i lanu lachlok aleim Avanasa kitausam, the tov lisbol taus echad viakol misurim tachas daitam, hatov tamid. The lo shiasu kol echad veechad lefi daato. Shebeze yia churban hadas vechiluk leiv ha'am vehefsid ha'um alagamri. If we didn't have that, and we had everybody doing what they felt, so there would be a churban to the am, because there'd be no one way to be machia. Now, it's an interesting question to think about, not for today. Maisa nowadays, in a sense, that's the matziv, right? Because we don't have a Sanhedrin HaGadol. We don't have a way to be machriya many of the shilos that the Gedolei Hador dispute. But that's what he says. That's why you have to listen to what they say. Umipnei inyanim elu, ela nimsira kavanas hatayra al chachma Yisrael, then it's davu gamkein shiula olam kas Mu'etes min ha'chachamim kfula l'kas ha'merubin min ha'shor shazeh u'kemo shekasavti sham b'mitzvah l'atos achri rabin. L'maisa, odds are that the Rov is going to get it right. And since the Sefer Chinuch says we need to have one practice, shelo yasek shtei toros, so memela, we have no choice but to follow them. In a sense, it's almost like, you have to sacrifice for the greater good. And if you think that they're wrong, and even if you know they're wrong, we saw before that's the view of the Chinuch, that even if a Chacham Shigil Ora knows they're wrong, he should still follow what they say. And that's because if that were not the case, then the whole religion would fall apart, because we'd have no way of being machriya a question, and everybody would do their own thing. And nasa Torah shtei toros. So to summarize, what did we say today? We started off with the Ha'ara, that this question, do you have to be afraid that they're erring, might not be akasha if you take the approach of elu ve'elu that the Chachmei Tzarfas say, because after all, they're both equally Torah min Hashamayim. Their multiple truths are both equally correct, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us which to follow, so mimeli you won't be harmed. But then we said that if you take some of the other approaches to elu ve'elu that acknowledge that there's MS and there's hefech min MS, so then we have akasha. Why don't you have to be afraid that they will make a mistake? And we saw that this kasha is particularly powerful if you accept the view of the Ramban and the Ran and the Chinuch and Rabbeinu David and others, that a person should accept the ruling of the Sanhedrin entirely once there was Masa Umatan, even if he's sure they're wrong, even if he's Yodea Shem Toim Bevadai. So then the kasha is, why don't you have to be afraid? And the Ramban answered that question on two levels. Number one is HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is what you do, so you can't outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And B, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give siyata d'shmaya and hashkacha to make sure that that the Sanhedrin does rule correctly. And we saw the Ramban in Bava Basra, who says that's not just said about the Sanhedrin, but afal pisha nitla nevuah min hanaviim, they're still the Chachamim are mevadin as emes mitoch ruach HaKodesh b'kirbam. Then we saw the Ran, who asked the question as well. Specifically, the Ran said that if you learn that there's no spiritual harm that will occur from violating the chukim because you think fundamentally there isn't a reason for all the details of the mitzvah, like the Rambam writes, so then maybe you won't be bothered by the kasha, because if the purpose is to instill obedience, so you're following obedience. But if you learn that there is MS and inherent ontological value to each and every detail of the mitzvah, so then, l'chor, there should be a concern of fear that you'll make a mistake. And here, too, the Ran gives two chalakim of the answer. Number one, like we said, it's atar nitna al daitam, and if not, so then what would we do? And B, even if it turns out that in a blue moon they do make a mistake, so the value, the benefit that you get from following the Chachamim will exceed the harm that's caused by following the Chachamim when they said to do something which is hafach min emes. And finally, we saw the Rashba, how the Rashba might answer the question, and finally we saw the Sefer Chinuch, who gives a very practical answer. Overall, if we didn't have a way of being machriya in a complete way, where everybody was doing the one thing, there would be anarchy, there would be divisiveness, and therefore, overall, we're better, Klal Yisrael's better, to follow what they say, and therefore, even if somebody knows that they're wrong, they still should follow their rulings. Okay, stop here. Do you have a question?
You addressed.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
How about this approach? What would be the approach in terms of, like, Minhag Shtus?
Minhag is a different story. And Minhag Shtus is certainly a different story. Minhag Shtus is a minhag. Minhag is something, generally, is something that people developed on their own, and if it's not based off the correct understanding of halacha. So I don't know that that type of hashkacha applies in this case. And minhag vat halacha is a different story. I think we're out of time, so please feel free to ask any additional questions.